the Daily Princetonian, I'm Maya Mukherjee. You're listening to Daybreak. Today, we cover women's lacrosse's loss to the University of Maryland, a Princeton graduate student at this year's Venice Biennale, Meta's new large language model, and a volcano eruption in Indonesia. It's Friday, April 19th. Princeton women's lacrosse had a game against the University of Maryland on Wednesday. The Tigers were defeated 16-12 after a dry spell in the second half of the match. I sat down with sports contributor Lily Pampolina to talk more about the loss and what it means for the team's final game of the season against Dartmouth on April 20th.
Lily Pampolina, I'm a sports writer for the Print and audience contributor.
Okay. So it sounds like in this lacrosse game, the Tigers kind of ran out of steam in the second half of the match. What went on there?
I saw that the Lady Tigers were running out of steam, like you said, but I also feel like their offensive connections were just a lot weaker than usual, specifically in the offensive third. We did get some shots off. Some were unfortunate, hitting the post, and some crucial saves by the Maryland goalkeeper. But otherwise, I felt like there was a disconnect on the offensive end.
Okay, and despite the loss, were there any Princeton players who kind of stood out in the game?
Yes, goalkeeper Amelia Hughes made some crucial saves in the fourth quarter that really kept Princeton in the game. Unfortunately, we weren't able to convert on the offensive end, but Mackenzie Blake also netted a couple goals for Princeton that really kept them in the game in the first half. And unfortunately, although the game ran away from them in the second, players like Blake and Takis kept them in the game.
And so Princeton has their last game against Dartmouth on April 20th. What does this defeat and just the playing style for the whole season mean for that game?
I'm sure that the Tigers will come out hungry for this next game, especially against an in-league opponent like Dartmouth. And playing at home, I feel that the Tigers are going to make some big strides and working in practice this week, fixing the disconnect on the offensive end, so I believe that they'll be ready for this big matchup.
You can read more of this story at dailyprincetonian.com or at the link in our show notes. In university news, Princeton graduate student Julian Chaharian's work will be showcased at the 60th Annual Venice Biennale, an international cultural exhibition. Chaharian was born in Brooklyn to artists who fled Bulgaria's political repression in the 1980s. He studies the history of science at Princeton, in particular, the history of art making as a form of psychotherapy. His multimedia installation, titled Neighbors, Forms of Trauma, 1945 to 1989, aims to shine a light on the forced labor and political violence of Bulgarian gulags from post-World War II until the fall of the Soviet Union. Chaharian said that he hopes his exhibition, quote, can encourage compassion and tolerance towards difference, ambiguity, complexity, and contradiction. In national news, Meta unveiled its new Llama 3 large language model yesterday. Meta plans on including the new model in its Meta AI tool, directly integrating it into the search bars of Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook in the near future. The news comes amidst a global competition to develop new large language tools to compete with OpenAI's preeminent GPT-4. Several Princeton groups are conducting AI research, like the Center for Digital Humanities and the Princeton Language Institute. PLI offers a free Tiger Chat service enabling Princeton students to access language models like GPT-4, Claude Opus, and Llama for research purposes. In international news, on Wednesday, a volcano erupted several times on a remote Indonesian island, prompting authorities to order hundreds of villagers to evacuate. Mount Ruang, a 2,400-foot volcano, erupted at least 5 times since Tuesday night, spewing lava and ash plumes into the sky. Hendra Gunawan, the volcanology agency chief, said that officials have raised the warning to its highest level, out of fear that Mount Ruang could collapse into the ocean and cause a tsunami, as it did in 1871. No casualties have been reported so far. Princeton geoscience professor Gabriel Vecchi found that there can be long-term climate phenomena following a volcanic eruption, such as increased precipitation and larger tropical cyclone activity. Today, you can expect cloudy skies with a high of 58 and a low of 48 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by Daniel Jung and me, sound engineered by Twyla Colburn, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of the Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horan, class of 22. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Maya Mukherjee. Have a great day.